This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Kathleen Wise. Kathleen is a Brooklyn-based actress, writer, performance artist, and painter. Originally from Cincinnati and a graduate of Wyoming High School, she holds a BA from Sarah Lawrence College and an MFA from NYU's Graduate Acting Program. She plays cello, sings, and speaks French whenever she gets the chance. Incidentally, she's also one of my oldest friends. She's back in Cincinnati to perform in Grounded, a one-woman show running at Ensemble Theater from January 26th to February 14th. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Can you tell us about the premise of Grounded?
Sure. I actually had the honor of auditioning for the premiere in New York about 2 years ago that was done downtown at a small off-Broadway theater. And when I first read the script, I was just blown away by it. It's a one-woman show written by George Brandt. He's a really, really talented playwright. And I had the honor of meeting him at the audition. And then when I went to see the show, it's basically about a woman who is a fighter pilot. And it's set very contemporary. I mean, it starts roughly in the early 2000s. You get an idea that she's fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then pretty early on in the play, she gets pregnant and gets sent home and goes on leave. And it's hard to say too much more without sort of breaking down the story, but she gets reassigned to be a drone pilot. And so she and her husband and child move to Creech Air Force Base outside of Las Vegas, and she starts working as a drone pilot. And you learn a lot about that whole world.
I wanted to talk about the term grounded, like the title grounded. And there's some line, grounded is the pilot's worst nightmare. And I wondered why being grounded was so devastating to pilots generally and for this particular woman especially.
What I gather just from the script work is it's the ultimate nightmare because so much of her, the pilot, she has all these lines throughout just saying, I'm born to be in the blue. I'm born to be flying. And that there's one line after she has the baby, she says, I'm born for this, meaning the baby and the husband and the family, but I'm also born for that. So I think being grounded is like the ultimate punishment. You lose your plane, you lose your identity. And that's what she says a lot about the suit as well. I never wanted to take it off. It was me. This was who I'd become. So being grounded and then being put, what she calls the chair force, she even says to her commander, is this punishment for being pregnant. There's a lot of subtext in the script about sexism and the misogyny that she faces. And any woman in the Army or Navy or Air Force, I'm sure, but for a woman who's pregnant and chooses to keep the baby and is sent away and she knows what she's doing, but then she comes back, she says, was this my punishment? And he says, well, all we need now is drone pilots because that's the war we have right now. And you're hearing more and more just recently in the news about drones, but it's something that the American public does not know anything about. The extent, all the research I've been doing lately is terrifying about how much drone warfare there is going on in the Middle East.
And it just seems like one aspect of her running this kind of operation from Nevada is that she leaves the station and then goes immediately back to her family. So her two roles of pilot and parent happen side by side in a way that if she were deployed, maybe she could compartmentalize.
Right. Which I think is what George Brandt has done so beautifully. You watch her devolve and there's being a fighter pilot, you have the valor and you have, it's a different world than World War II for sure. He also references bomber pilots being the World War II heroes. And you have more and more these pilots and these reassigned soldiers who basically work in a cubicle. They drive across the desert. They work in a cubicle operating remote control planes that are like PlayStation killing machines. So they're being told over a headset to follow this car. And any target is military age men. So there's a lot of civilian collateral death going on. And rather than going home on leave once a year, twice a year, and fighting 8,000 miles away, she's getting back in her car, leaving a 12-hour shift in a cubicle in a trailer, driving across the desert, having dinner, watching TV with her husband and her daughter, and then getting up and going back to work in the morning. And there's no sense of being treated like you're fighting in a war. In fact, you're not really even treated. They call it the chair force. And what we're not seeing is the different type of PTSD that these people are living with.
This is obviously a very intense role, and I'm wondering how you prepared to take this on.
I feel like I'm in the midst of preparing right now. I'm really, really trying to get familiar with the text because it's daunting being the only one on stage for an hour and 15 minutes or however long it runs. And at the same time, I feel like it's been in my bones for when I first auditioned for it. I remember thinking this is a dream role. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity getting to play a really strong woman in her 30s who, I don't know, there's that mixture of she talks very, very bluntly, but she's also working through things as she's talking. And I've never done a one-woman show. So that whole idea is really daunting. And I got to meet with George. I met up with him for a coffee right before coming to Cincinnati in New York because we have mutual friends. And I had met him at the opening night. And he was so gracious to sit with me and talk with me for a while. And I asked him all sorts of questions. And I think he may be able to see it, actually, because his wife runs the Cleveland Playhouse, Laura Kepley. And so they split their time between Cleveland and New York, and she's from Cincinnati, so they hopefully will come to see the production. But it's been done now. I think Edinburgh Fringe Festival was maybe the first, and it's been done all over now, more and more, which I think is just, it's so important to me to be doing theater that has a political angle and is actually helping get public awareness on a subject. That didn't really answer your question. How am I preparing? Oh, I am taking a flying lesson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went online and I found flying lessons in Cincinnati. I'm going to go to Lunkin Airport and get a little cursory.
You'll be in the blue.
I'll be in the blue. I have to know what it feels like to be flying a plane, at least to have. She talks so much in this play about that feeling of the gravity pushing you back and tearing through the sky and being alone in the blue.
Well, you kind of alluded to another question I had, which is this play has just been taken up all over the place. It seems as though there's maybe 6 or 7 other places just in the U.S. this spring where it will be premiering. And I wondered, it's topical, certainly, but I wondered what you think all of the resonances are for audiences, Israel, Germany, Sweden. Why do you think this is being taken up in so many different locales?
On one hand, it's a huge advantage to theaters to do a one-woman show budgetarily. And then on the other hand, I think it's very timely right now. We've been in this war that's dragged on and it's morphed. And not to get too political, because whatever your feelings are about our involvement in the Middle East, it's just there's so much kind of new territory. I feel like a lot of people's lives are being used as experiments in a lot of this new warfare that we don't know the repercussions.
Well, is there anything that you would like to say in closing to people who are thinking about going to see this show? Remarks about your aspects of the character you particularly identified with or were drawn to, or just anything you'd like to say?
Well, I think for me, it's such a homecoming being here in Cincinnati. And it's been so remarkable how I've watched the city change so much since I was here. And I think getting to perform at Ensemble, I grew up seeing a lot of those shows. And to be back in that theater, I mean, I think what they do there is always really, really interesting and a little bit outside of the norm. And that area has changed so much, the whole OTR area over the Rhine. I don't want it to sound like it's ridiculously political play because it really is. It's a very personal journey of this one woman and her just being torn apart by family and being a young, strong, passionate woman who is just trying to make a living, really. And she loves what she does as a pilot. And then she's sort of, you watch her journey, I guess.
Yeah, negotiate these dual roles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really, really special for me to get to come back here and share that with my hometown.
I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for coming on
to
Around Cincinnati. I've been talking with Kathleen Wise, who will star in the one-woman show Grounded, directed by Michael Haney at Ensemble Theater from January 24th through February 14th. For more information on the show, visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.